Billionaire Kochs Unite Plutocrats for Amnesty, Vow Not to Back Trump in 2020. By John Binder on January 29, 2019. The pro-mass immigration Koch Brothers Network of billionaire donor class organizations is uniting plutocrats, corporations, and the open borders lobby to push an amnesty this year, all while vowing not to back President Trump in his 2020 re-election bid. This week, the Koch Network, which includes Americans for Prosperity, the Libre Initiative, and Freedom Partners, hosted more than 630 millionaire and billionaire donors who give hundreds of thousands to the network of organizations every year. The Koch Network at the elite winter gathering in California reiterated that they would provide no financial backing for Trump in the 2020 presidential election. The Kochs and their libertarian donors have launched campaigns over the last 2 years opposing the president's pro-American immigration reform agenda that seeks to reduce all immigration to the U.S. as well as his economic nationalist platform that includes using tariffs to protect American jobs and U.S. industry. Additionally, Koch spokespeople at the donors' conference said the network has its sights set on pushing amnesty for millions of illegal aliens this year. This effort will be a unity pact between Silicon Valley tech executives, who profit from a never-ending flow of cheaper foreign labor and more consumers to buy products, as well as the open borders, billionaire George Soros-funded ACLU and multinational corporations, according to National Review. Brian Hooks, chairman of the Koch Seminar Network, told assembled attendees of the Koch Network's winter meeting on Monday that the network's effort to unite a broad coalition to push Congress and the White House had already begun. Emphasis added. We just got the longest government shutdown in the history of our country, and this issue was at the core, Hooks said. When you read the headlines saying this is impossible, it's understandable. But we see an opportunity to bring the same approach that this network brought to criminal justice reform, to unite a broad-based policy coalition with groups from the ACLU to people in Silicon Valley, to Fortune 500 companies, to members of the religious community, and a whole lot of people in between. This isn't wishful thinking, this is already underway. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News reported, the Koch Network has enjoyed easy access to the White House with the help of Vice President Mike Pence and advisor Jared Kushner. Koch donor Art Pope, who heads Variety Wholesalers, said that while he wants merit-based legal immigration, he supports expanding legal immigration levels beyond the more than 1.5 million that are admitted to the U.S. every year already. The Kochs and their network have opposed any reductions to legal immigration to raise American workers' wages, reforms to save U.S. taxpayers billions by ending welfare-dependent legal immigration, and an end to the country's birthright citizenship policy that rewards illegal aliens' U.S.-born children with American citizenship. Every year the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million immigrants, with the vast majority deriving from family-based chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. in 2016. The legal and illegal immigrant population reached a record high of 44.5 million. By 2023, the Center for Immigration Studies estimates that the legal and illegal immigrant population of the U.S. will make up nearly 15% of the entire U.S. population. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.